This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials are not backing off on its support for Israel, despite growing frustration by some American lawmakers that Israel is crossing ethical lines in Gaza as it goes after Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
During a hearing interrupted multiple times by protesters accusing Israel and the U.S. of having innocent blood on their hands, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin pushed back.
Is Israel committing genocide in Gaza?
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide.
But under repeated questioning, Austin admitted Israel's military can and must do more to differentiate between Hamas militants and civilians. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The White House said on Tuesday an in-person meeting of Israeli and U.S. officials on the planned operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah will take place in a couple of weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan praised Israel's willingness to let more aid into Gaza.
Look at the last 2 days. There has been a substantial increase in the amount of aid going into Gaza. That's good. It is not good enough.
Israel said 468 aid trucks moved into Gaza on Tuesday, the highest since the conflict began. That followed 419 on Monday through the Red Crescent and United Nations, but they also gave much lower figures. The UN said many trucks were only half full because of Israeli inspection rules. Russia said on Tuesday Ukraine attacked the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear plant for a third day with a drone, but Ukrainian officials denied Kyiv had anything to do with the attacks. Ukrainian military intelligence said Kyiv does not take part in action against nuclear